The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. As always, go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find links to the stories that we talk about. Also, Gill Report and Tennessee Star on Facebook. And I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of selfies. Maybe it's the kind of duck lip pouty pose that so many post, or kind of the, you know, hand held high, I guess, trying to hide the double, triple, or quadruple chin. I tend to like the more posed photos that are then posted on Facebook or Instagram, rather than the sort of selfies that seem to become sort of in the grip of a nation. And then you add the fact that people seem willing to video or photograph anything that happens as it happens. I mean, I've been amazed at some of these incidents on airplanes, including plane crashes, where people immediately grab their phone, turn on the video because they want to record for posterity, maybe the end of their posterity, the death that comes with a plane crash. Maybe it's the thought that, oh, it'll get on CNN and maybe I can get some money. You know, somebody seeing somebody get beat up on the street, they don't intervene to stop it. They pull out their phone and start taking selfies with the victim in the background, or shooting the video of what's happening, maybe even doing it live so people can watch what's happening as it's happening. I mean, that's why you're seeing these beatdowns in McDonald's and Burger King and other fast food restaurants. That's why when you see these mall mob attacks, man, you got the video of it because people are picking up their phone in the midst of the chaos and making sure they're recording it. And it's getting worse. I mean, what is wrong with you people? Today, there was a terror attack on the Westminster Bridge. An apparent terrorist tried to drive his car into a crowd to hurt and kill people. And immediately thereafter, folks started taking selfies on the bridge with the police yellow tape and the crash scene in the background. I'm not making this up. Folks are posing for group selfies as the police blocked off the area where the terror attack had occurred. Yeah, let me make sure I let people know back home. I'm right here where it was. Smile for the camera. It's almost as bad as the tourists that go to places like Auschwitz and pose for selfies, smiling right in front of the grisly scene where so many were killed in gas chambers. Literally, what is wrong with you people? I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.